Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys basketball coach Jason Carter. And Jason, two games this week and kind of mixed results, but really when you take a look at quarter by quarter, just one bad quarter, you get a win Tuesday, 54-47 over Bondurant Farrar. That was a hard-fought game.
Yeah, that was a really good game for our guys. Like I kind of mentioned the other night, both of these games, playing Bondurant ADM, we've done this for the last couple of years, and they're just great games for us to, you know, prepare to go into the postseason. They don't have a ton of meeting in terms of seeding or anything like that, but we treat these games like playoff games, you know, and they're both really two competitive programs that challenge us. And you know, on Tuesday against Bondurant, I thought we played really, really well for four quarters, really on both sides of the ball. You know, held Bondurant to 47 points, which I thought was a really good defensive effort. You know, and we went in runs offensively. You know, but we had a lot of guys score the ball, and some different guys step up, and you know, that's what it's going to take, you know, to make a run into the postseason. So I was really, really proud of how we played for all four quarters on Tuesday. Thursday was a little different story. We got off to a real slow start on the road, against a really good team. You know, they're a one seed for a reason. You know, they have four really good players and then some other serviceable guys that come off the bench. And, you know, they're just a real solid team with two outstanding scorers of the basketball. And, you know, we let one of them get really hot, and he had a ton of confidence. And you let a kid with that much talent build that much confidence in a game, he becomes really tough to stop. So, but really bad first quarter. But I thought we gained our composure and played really well for the rest of the game.
Yeah, as far as if you look at the quarter scores, pretty even the rest of that game. Isaiah Slaughter came off the bench and kind of got some offensive flow going for him again after kind of a few games where he was a little absent.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that Bubba can give us. You know, he can be an offensive spark for us. You know, that kid just has a knack for scoring the ball, and he does things that you just can't coach. I mean, he just has really good instincts and really good, really good ability to score the basketball, both inside and out. You know, he can put it on the floor and attack. He's got a good mid-range pull-up, and he can shoot. So, you know, he's a tough guard. So, you know, he's one that we'll definitely, you know, be leaning on here coming into the postseason at times. And, you know, I have every confidence in Bubba, even as a freshman, that, you know, he has no fear and he's going to come in no matter what point of the game it is. And he's going to, you know, play that way.
Did he do any extra work here over this last little stretch that you may think maybe kind of got him to get going, or just maybe saw a couple of shots go down early?
You know, for Bubba, it's just kind of a confidence thing, but he was actually sick. He missed a day of practice. Or 2 days of practice, I think, you know, late last week after we played. So, you know, he's a kid he's just a gym rat. He's always in the gym. For him, it's just continuing to build a rapport with the rest of the guys that he hasn't played with much, you know, being a younger, being a freshman. And, you know, again, he's always going to go out there and give it everything he has and just play fearless. So, he's just going to continue to grow as a player here over the next 4 years.
Be fun watching him, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
His growth. Well, you get a home game to start the postseason against Boone. The Toreadors come in. Looks like they had a pretty balanced scoring offense.
Yeah, you know, scoring is not something they usually struggle with. They played last night against Webster City. They put up 81.
Wow.
So they can really score the ball. They have some kids that can shoot and get hot. I was watching some film on them today, and you know, they can really shoot the ball from multiple positions, and they have a really solid inside presence I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but number four, Shivers or Sheevers or something like that. But he's just a super physical kid, you know, that bangs down low in the post and finishes well, and attacks the glass. So, you know, we'll definitely have our hands full with him as well. And they got some guards that can put it on the floor and multiple guys that can shoot it. So, you know, being, 8-14, they played, I mean, very similar to the Little Hawkeye. They played in one of the tougher conferences, I think, in the state, in our class. And, you know, they're definitely battle tested for sure. So definitely, you know, you can't just got to take the record with a grain of salt, because they have some really good teams in their league.
Is it that offense that worries you most about them?
Yeah, for sure. Just their ability to score in bunches. You know, we got to be really sound defensively. So, you know, we haven't really proven that we're going to score 80 points very many times. I mean, I don't think we've scored 80 points in years. So that's just not the type of game we play. But so we got to make sure that we make them play our tempo. And we got to make sure that we're sound defensively. And we just got to take care of the ball. They try to turn you over a lot, too. And we just got to make sure that if we take care of the ball, you know, and, you know, play tough defensively, I think we'll give ourselves a good chance. But I think it'll be a great game.
Are they going to pretty much man-to-man pressure, or they do a little zone?
Yeah, they'll sprinkle some zone. They'll throw some trapping man as well, from what I've seen. They'll do some different things, and just to try to gain momentum and turn you over. So, you know, we're going to have to just make sure we're prepared for anything they throw at us.
As far as your team here, what are your thoughts about their confidence level going into this?
You know, I think they got a lot. I mean, they had lost quite a few in a row, but again, like I said, they play a tough schedule. You know, and you know, like we talk about, you know, with like even like Pella Christian, they play in our schedule, but their record may not show up, but then they get into postseason and, you know, they're battle tested. So I think they're better than what their record says. You know, and we're definitely not going to take them lightly.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Thanks for joining us on the Coach's Corner, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again real soon about another playoff game.
Yep. Thank you.
Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, head coach of the basketball team.